Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, glory to God. We give him honor and praise and glory, thanking him for another day that he is created just for us. God help us to walk upright, in line and in compliance, hallelujah, with your word. And not let us, glory to God, help us to not deviate off the path. We thank you, Lord God, for your miracle working power. We bless the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Minister Black, it's a blessing and a pleasure to know that God has blessed you from school to be on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the prayer warriors for every day, every time they come on, praying and giving God glory and magnifying his name. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, we bless you. Praise the Lord. Along with Brother Black, minister of the gospel, all of you. He is so wonderful, so awesome, so phenomenal. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God again for us gathering together to lift up the name of the Lord, glorify his holy name. Without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. God, help us to stay excited about Jesus. And when we think of the goodness of him, and even for saving us, bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light, some of the things, glory to God, where we could have been taken out of here. God bless and intercept, because he has a purpose and a plan for our lives, no matter what the enemy says, no matter what he made it look like, no matter what the opposition and what, glory to God, the crisis was. God stepped in, glory to God, and shielded us and protected us. Even with life circumstances, glory to God, could have been so much, so horrific to the point in some cases was, but God, but God, hallelujah, that's right, that's why we celebrate what a mighty God we serve, and can't nobody do us like Jesus. Praise God. My God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. Hallelujah, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. When we think about the goodness of Jesus, that's why we say what a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, too, for Mother, praise God, Willette, too, as well as our other guests is on. We thank God, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, they're rolling in tonight early. Bless the Lord. Well, I'm not going to say early because most times you all are. Amen. But I'm saying back to back today. It's rolling seconds after each other. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God glory, as I said earlier, for a mighty God that we serve. We thank God for all that he does and do every day. There is none like him and never will be. Ah, glory to God. We thank God that he's teaching us some more how to submit and to commit to him and be in a place of posture that, you know what, we're going to look up to the hills that come with our help and realizing it comes from you, not looking to the left or the right. We're being aware and having discernment of things going on around us, but not letting it distract us so that we miss, glory to God, what God is doing and what he's saying. So I pray tonight for focus. I pray tonight, glory to God, for determination. I pray tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, for no reservation or hesitation, but persisting and pursuing in the name of Jesus. We hear those words, but I'm praying and getting our spirit that we'll be determined for sure, glory to God, no matter what the ostracism, the criticism, and whatever else that goes on. Lord, we bless you tonight. We glorify you. We thank you. You are so wonderful. What a marvelous God we serve, phenomenal. God, I thank you that many times you answer before we even call. Thank you for your mercies renewed, glory to God, every morning, every day. Thank you, glory to God, for grace. Thank you for your healing power, your deliverance. Oh, God, and most of all, glory out for Jesus and for, glory out, saving us. But thank you for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God, but so we have been able to ask for forgiveness to even be a part of the kingdom and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But God, we ask you, Lord God, help us to believe through all the trials and the tribulations in the name of Jesus, because you change not. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, you have a purpose and a plan for our lives according to Jeremiah 29:11. You say, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, no matter what the adversary says, no matter how much he comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, and try to paint a picture, glory to God, to distort stuff to make it look like not so. That's why we got to have faith. That's why Jesus and God said in his word in Hebrews 11:6, glory to God, faith is the only thing please him. And those, glory to God, that diligently seek him, glory to God, he will reward them. And as you said in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. And if there is any ought against anyone, further down it says, glory to God, if you have ought, glory to God, and you have to forgive. If not, our Father won't forgive us. So, God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, glory to God, for forgiving us and cleansing our hearts from all unrighteousness and keeping us in a path, glory to God, called straight. When we yield to him, and you said in your word is, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding in all our ways, acknowledge you and you direct our path. Thank you for helping us to stay focused. Help us like never before to fall in love with you, that agape love, glory to God, that forgiveness, that determination, no matter what, God, whatever you say, whatever, glory, your plan is, that I believe that you will bring it to pass. God, I thank you, Lord God, for teaching us how to pray you one for another. Pray without ceasing. Oh, God, there's so much going on in the land in the name of Jesus. When we hear so many things that come in our ears, almost cause our ears to bleed, but we still got to trust you when we can't trust you that you're going to bring us through and bring us out. Let's slow it down. Need to drink some water. But thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all the provisions that are being made. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the midst of all this stuff that we're hearing, just me just hearing it now, before time for service, about things going on in Ukraine and the drones and glory to God and even another country throwing a brick and hiding his head and telling a lie, glory to God, Iran, glory to God, and destroying people's lives, trying to help Russia out. But God, I thank you that the power of prayer going to change all these things. But we got to trust you when we can't trust you. But God, you bless those people and help them and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Cover them under the blood, glory to God. Bring glory to God, hallelujah, your glory to the table, even the more in spite of. We pray for salvation in the midst, deliverance in the midst. Oh, God, we are praying even for our own country with all the decisions got to be made by our president, our glory to God, the House of Representatives, glory to God, Congress, and the government or whatever. God, we are praying for the best for our country, for the people, and not being greed and not, glory to God, fighting against one another and not to have the country divided. But God, any house divided against itself cannot stand. And you say, except God build a house, those that labor, labor in vain. Oh, God, so whether it is our country, whether it's over our community, our state, whether it's in our own homes, whether it's in ministry, or whatever, your word is true. And you said, glory to God, if we sow, that kind of what we sow good, that's what we'll reap. If we sow evil, that's what we'll reap. God, we're praying like never before that the body of Christ will get in its rightful place, wherever that house divided is, glory to God, with the confusion and the chaos and the bickering and the fighting and, glory to God, all the sowing, the discords and glory to God, and things that are being done behind the scenes, that God see everything, but even, glory to God, the greed and all the things, glory to God, where people go with ridicule on one another and getting caught up, glory to God, in things that are contrary to the will of the Lord, are condoning things with male and male and female and female. Oh, we don't take all of that. It's all right. We are required to love. Love, walk in forgiveness. Love, glory to God, being obedient to the things that God is saying and not touch things that are, glory to God, ungodly, unrighteous, in the name of Jesus. You say, come out from among them. Be ye separated. Touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive you. What righteousness, what holiness got to do with, and righteousness got to do with darkness or do with sin or whatever. God, glory to God, help us to realize we cannot negotiate with you about how we live. We got to live according to what your word says, and your words have not changed. Glory to God, it's one jot or one tittle. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's not going to change of glory to God. Glory, heaven and earth will pass away before it does. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray like never before that we'll be dressed, suited up on our armor in the name of Jesus. Eyes open, ears open to discernment. Glory to God, determination that we're going to look up to you and listen for your direction, your correction, listen for your lead in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. God, help us like never before to have a hunger and a thirst for your word. God, help us to recognize this flesh got to die, and it's going to cry out. Because it don't want to die. But when we fall in love with you and recognize we're bought with a price and do what you called us to do and know that we have an assignment down here in the name of Jesus. We're in this world but not of this world. We're foreigners here and people trying to build up to make all of this, glory to God, their home. And knowing this is going to be burnt up and glory to God and destroyed. God, help us to make us first, make you first in our lives. In the name of you, said where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Set, glory to God, our affection on things above where the rust and the moth can't destroy. God, help us like never before. Know we got a purpose here. And God, glory to God, you want us to be witnesses and lights in this area, in this land. We know there's going to be some challenging times or some tough times and some things, glory to God, that you said in your word that, glory, there'll be trials and tribulation. But you said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. The only way we can walk in the joy and the peace of God, we got to get him on the inside. We got to have his word on this. We got to have it with trust and faith, because if we just have the letter, we're going to miss it in the name of Jesus, and we'll be ragdolls for the devil in the name of Jesus. God, we'll be little remote control. I mean, he'll be having his own remote control, and that's why you see all this craziness with people killing and go with that mass shooting and all kinds of things where people just destroying people's lives and chopping them up and destroying, glory to God, lives of husband and wives and children, and glory to God against the parents, you know, shooting and killing. Oh, my God, one another, even your own loved ones, the devil is a liar. Just go out shooting, glory to God, just like they're playing a mocking game, glory to God, shooting at some kind of arcade. God, these lives are real and lives matter, no matter whose life it is, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying like never before. We'll wake up to see what's going on at this time. All the things that the enemy is putting in people's heads, glory to God. We are praying for these minds. Oh, glory to God, that whatever the enemy is doing, glory to God, we are bounded up and commanded to loose his mind of rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience. And oh, glory to God, and even for the parents and children, glory to God, they're at war with one another. One don't want to listen to the parents, and then some parents acting like the children, and the children act like they got more sense than the parents. The blood of Jesus changing roles. Oh, you know something is wrong when the script is flipped. In the name of Jesus, even for our country, for glory to God to have more glory to God leniency on the criminals than they do for the people that, glory to God, are going through all the pain and the agony. Oh, God, we pray even with this mass shooting, glory to God, things got to do with some kind of curtailing some stuff. If the guns laws would change, but man's heart got to change, but something got to be given. Glory to God, it's like you have laws on the street. Glory to God, I have laws, glory to God, concerning that. Oh, God, I'm praying some heart change, some mind change. Mindset change, glory to God, to think about people's lives, to think about, glory to God, the things, glory to God, that is causing and all the heartache and the pain and the agony and the grief that people are going through. God, I pray for an awakening. Oh, my God, reign. What a mighty God we serve. Help us to still know that you're still in control. No matter how horrific things are, no matter, glory to God, how much of things that we hear that make us, glory to God, just Ooh, Lord, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, but God, help us not to lose our place. Help us to stay steadfast. Help us to stay steadfast in the faith. Help us to know, glory to God, no matter what, you're still in control. You're still standing. You're still, glory to God, you're still causing us, glory to God, to recognize even the more so there's a purpose and a plan. And God, at your appointed time, change will come. We're believing for revival. We're believing, glory, for glory, our people to wake up out of their sleep, especially the sleeping giants, for us to come on one accord to be a force to be reckoned with and stop fighting the flesh and come against the spirit of the enemy. Focus, 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 focus. Focus on what God is saying. Standing on his word and not allowing everything that we go through to cause us, glory to God, to have, glory to God, our feelings on our sleeves. Help us to know, glory to God, this emotional roller coaster is not of you. We got to be standing on your word, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. All the promises of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. God, I bless you. We want to be like that people that will stay, glory to God, like that tree by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. In your name, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy and your grace. I thank you for these people that go all around the globe that are standing, that are preaching, that are teaching, that's been a witness, that's been a light, not glory to God, perpetrating, not fornicating, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Not glory to God, having adultery, glory to God, and even adultery against you, in the name of, supposed to be married to you, and go out now, the world, go out more and more, coming in their lives, in the name of Jesus. That's adultery. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we're to be the bride. You the husbandman. We got to stop tipping out because you don't want no part-time lover. Glory to God to help us to stay on that straight and narrow. We love you today. We appreciate you, and we glorify you and magnify your name. I bless you again for these your people, all these prayer warriors that are so faithful. Bless them and encourage them. Build them up. Keep their mindset. Glory, continue to trust in and resting in your word and on your promise. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Thank you for the healing of our spirit, healing of our natural, of our physical. Thank you for the power of prayer and standing together, glory, in prayer. Praying for those, glory to God, that need a healing, a deliverance. Oh, and I pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless and move by your spirit. And God, we pray and thank you, glory to God, for Pastor Bird, glory to God. Oh God, we're praying for her return in a couple of days. Thank you, Lord, for the blood covering over her. And glory to God, and all those that are out there, we pray and thank you for Mother McCormick being back. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Pastor Bird, Burton. Glory to God, we thank you for any of the others that have been traveling. I have anything else that was on. Thank you for Minister Black being able to join us tonight, Lord, from school. We're thanking you, Lord God, for every one of these warriors right now in the midst of all that they go through and have gone through. In the name of the answers that are on the way, glory to God, pray for Alfred, glory, continue to touch her body, continue to strengthen her, continue to guide her, glory, in the places that, or what you want her to do in ministry for the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, that prophet. Pray, glory to God, for Apostle Mitchell, glory to God, that you are blessed in the name of Jesus, touch and strengthen her body, bind up the attack, glory to God, against her body with his allergy. We pray for Jesse, glory to God, that we've been praying for with cancer and stuff going on with his stomach. As we've been standing, glory, and the prophet's been standing, believing him for his life, that the enemy will not have this life. It is not over to God say it's over. And God, we're just hearing today from Pastor Mitchell that COVID also done added to, and pray for that blood count that's down under 7. It's got to come back up. We believe in that. You don't have to keep having transfusion back to back to back. That God, you deliver him no matter what. We're speaking life to that young man in the name of Jesus. And glory to all those others that are going through in any, whatever capacity, even the ones that we already know that we're standing with, that they will come out, glory to God, and be able to stand. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind Satan up in all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, be eradicated, untimely death, sickness, disease. Glory to God. Bind up that death and that tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus. For those that are fighting the fight of faith for their lives, glory, in the spiritual, physical, and natural, and even for those that are tormented in their minds, we curse and cancel that assignment, all the lying demons right now, and command, glory to God, that it will be unfolded in the name of Jesus. Expose those spirits that are out there, glory to God, already plotting and planning and scheming. Thank you for even the reports that we hear, even on the news, where some have accomplished some of their mission through the devil using them, but they got exposed and glory to God being caught. We are praying more and more as we pray Glory to God, we're going to hear more and more about great things God is doing and delivering people out of the hands of the enemy when he came against their lives. Pray for those policemen, glory to God, that got shot, glory to God, in the trap from the enemy, and all these are targeted ones that the enemy is finding. If it's not the children, which we're praying against, that in the schools and all the other places, but glory to God, in their homes, and even hearing about, glory to God, those people in the neighborhood, little 15-year-old just going around mass shooting, glory to God, killing up those families like that, in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God, the elders of 52, and glory to God, I pray right now, God, that you bless and deliver, in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy will use people, then he'll turn back and dispose of them. But we got to pray and bind the spirit that would even use them to bring any harm to anybody. Thank you every day that you cover us under the blood. As we're going out, we don't know who's riding by us, who's sitting by us on transportation, or glory to God, on the roads, or even in our neighbors around us. But God, we thank you for your angels being camped and blood covering over us every day. Let us not take it for granted, and help us stay alert, but stay walking in our joy and our peace and our authority as well. God, we love you. Help us to focus on the right things, on the things of God and the truth, and let him guide us through the Holy Spirit with the whole armor on. So we take authority over every foul and unclean spirit to come against these prayers and this prayer and all the things that the enemy is already plotting and planning to be eradicated. Dismantle right now in the name of... Thank you for your loving kindness, God. You're worthy of every praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Brother Black. We're going to have Mother Alexander. After Mother Alexander, be Mother Willette. Praise God. And then we'll check on down with... Praise the Lord to God before I even add anyone else. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And then
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. All right, then. I was trying to get my lineup for me, brother, but I'll let you go ahead and start the prayer. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
No, that's fine, brother. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Praise the Lord. You probably didn't hear me. I was talking fast. But go ahead. Glory to God. Go ahead, and we have our Minister Black now getting ready to come forth in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, God. Right now, God, I just thank you and honor you because you are. You are God all by yourself, and you don't need anybody alongside of you. You are the way maker all by yourself. Amen. You stripped your own self from Calvary. You was born of a Virgin Mary. All of your creation, God, you did it all. You paid it all, God. You didn't need our help, but we needed yours. And you saw beyond thousands of years, God, in your infinite wisdom, that we needed a Savior. And we bless your name for it, God. So awesome and marvelous in all your ways. Hallelujah. Man's wisdom can't even fathom or even understand your beginning, the fear, the reverence. Hallelujah. Of God is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge. God, and we thank you, God, because we truly do fear you. We do reverence you and honor you, God. You made this all possible. Hallelujah. And the race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 10 and 8. God, we just bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for Jesus, your dear son, who shed his blood. He became sin who knew no sin. He became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He gave us his righteousness, and we gave him our sins. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit who leads us and guides us, who warns us, who convicts us, hallelujah, who draws us closer, who speaks to our heart, hallelujah, who corrects us, tells us when we're wrong, where to go, how to pray. We thank you, God. The ones who listen, God, will continually be blessed until you come back. Willing and obedient heart, just to bring you all the glory, honor, and praise. God, forsaking not ourselves, forsaking not to assemble ourselves, and such many do. But you said in your word how wonderful it is for brethren to dwell in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Hallelujah. You said it's like fresh oil running down Aaron's beard. Yes, just dwelling together, fellowshipping together. Because every time we fellowship together and come together, there's more. And if there's more, that means you, Father God, is there. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's greater. There's further in you. Hallelujah. There's revelation we need to hear and understand and know. Hallelujah. A little step of the way. You give us more revelation so we can go a little further. We thank you, God. We thank you for this prayer line, God. Hallelujah. Like a brazen wall in an iron pillar, God. This is a place of refuge for the people to come and be healed and reclaimed and set free and delivered, God. Hallelujah. This is a place of restoration, this prayer line, God. In the name of Jesus, divine connections, we thank you for it, God, because it's a lighthouse to all the nations, God. Oh, despise not small beginnings. Places greater than we think. In Jesus' name. Father, we lift up our enemies right now, God. We speak salvation. We speak life from the word of God. Hallelujah. Into their lives, God. Hallelujah. Draw them closer, Holy Spirit. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them say, yes, Lord, what must I do to be saved, God? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. We speak, Lord, blessings over the body of Christ, God. Hallelujah, our neighbors, our next door neighbors, God, whatever they may be going through, God, heal them, touch them, set them free, God, deliver them, God, proclaim, hallelujah, we speak proclamations of the word of God over their lives, hallelujah, they're the lender and not the borrower, they're above and not beneath, hallelujah, they're soldiers of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We speak, Lord, blessings, God, over our matriarchs and patriarchs, God, and those nursing facilities, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and as people bless them, God, bless them back, give back, Lord, good measure, press down, shake it together, running over, cause men to give unto those nurses' bosoms, God, and in their lives, their families' lives, God, even as they bless, Lord, your people, God. But, Lord, if they come against your people, according to your word, you said, I'll bless those that bless them. I'll curse those that curse you. God, I lift up your word. I trust and believe your word, God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that is, your promises are yes and amen for the God. Hallelujah, God. I just thank you right now, Lord, for watching over our children, our babies, God. Lord, in the wee hours of the morning, in the midnight hours, God, at school, God, how you're watching over them, wherever they may be, wherever they may have to travel to, God, how your blood, Lord, has absolutely submerged them, God, that they've been submerged under your blood, and how your angels encamp around about them at all times, God. Your entire body, God. There's more angels that are with us than the angels that got kicked out of heaven and are with Satan. We thank you. We have twice as many. We bless your name. God, we don't take it for granted, God. But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, how there's a rebound for the ones that went through the tornadoes and hurricanes, God. Lord, how you're building up quickly and rapidly, God. How you're even building lives, God, and how people are running to you, God. Hallelujah. Forsaken all and running to you, God. They're looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. And we just thank you, Lord, for our help comes from you, God. Lord, that all nations, kindreds, and tongues, God, all peoples and races, God, and can just run to you, God, the author and finisher of our faith, our Redeemer. Hallelujah, God. We just bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for looking over our Israel, God. How you're keeping them, Lord. Hallelujah. How your angels are encamped around about Israel. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you're turning around for our good and your glory. The race isn't given to the swift, to the strong, but those who endure to the end. So we speak blessings, Lord, and longevity to Israel, God. Oh, hallelujah. Many got a holy boldness and are determined. They're going to stay with you no matter what. And we determine that in our own hearts, God. Oh, and you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, God, because without you, we couldn't make it. Apart from you, we can do nothing. In the book of John, chapter 14. Hallelujah, God. Even in chapter 15, true vine. Hallelujah. We got to stay connected to you regardless. You're our source. You're the one that feeds us. Amen. We thank you, Father, how you're keeping our loved ones, no matter what situations they're going through. God, you're able. You're mighty. We're trusting and resting in your word, even as we sleep, God. Continue to keep our mind stayed on you. Keep speaking your word, even when all hell breaks loose, all our launch attacks come against our mind and our bodies. We know no weapon is formed against us shall prosper. We know that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn, for this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're not bound. We thank you that we're free in Christ Jesus. We're under the law of liberty. Hallelujah. We thank you. You made us free, and we are free indeed. We're not sick, we're well. Hallelujah. We're not diseased, we're whole. And the enemy tried to put sickness and diseases on us. We're free, we're not bound. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being the righteousness of God in Christ, according to your word in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Lord, your word, we're standing and we're believing in it, Father God. A follower of God walking in love, Ephesians 5:1-2. Lord God, you gave us everything we need. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I bring my sister before you, Lord. Have mercy on Mary, Lord, that she can remember that you gave her a sound mind. Bind up the works of the enemy that come against her in the name of Jesus. And we cast that foul spirit back to the pit of hell. It have no authority over our mind, Lord God. But we know, Father God, that your word said, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. For Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those we know and those we know, we standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Lord, you know you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes we are here. Oh, God, help us to stand boldly on your word and to say what your word said, Lord God, and not what the word said, but what your word said. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for healing the body, Lord God, because only you can heal the body, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we come before you, Lord God, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for healing in the body, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. Lord, we're standing on your promises. We're believing in the word, Lord God, that you said it, it shall come forth. Strengthen the inner man in us, Lord, that when we stand faithful and call on the name of Jesus, we must stand and be immovable on the word of God, because if you said it, Lord, we believe it. And we stand faithful on your word, Lord God. There is no other way for us, Lord God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the deliverer. You are the redeemer. There is no redeemer like you, Heavenly Father. Regardless what's going on, we're still standing on the promises of God, knowing that there's no failure in our Heavenly Father. If he said he'll never leave you, then we must know that we are never alone. Stand faithful, believing that his word is true. Lord God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life. I thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, oh God. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on our sons and daughters, Lord, that they continue to stand strong regardless what the enemy come against them with. We are praying that they will be bold soldiers of the living God and stand against this foul spirit that come against the body, Lord God. Lord, we're binding up these diseases, sickness that come against them. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose. And we bind it up and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your word gave us the permission, Lord. You said, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And, Lord, we're binding up any disease that come against our sons and daughters. We're binding it up, and we command it to loose. It has no authority. This foul spirit that attacked the nose and the throat and the head, Lord, we bind up that foul spirit of mucus and coal. It has no authority in the body, and we claim in victory in the name of Jesus, because we know that by your stripes they are healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're standing on the promises. We claim in victory for them, Lord God. Healing belongs to our children, Lord God, because you gave us that authority. You said, by your stripe, we are healed in the name of Jesus. And we claim the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for our grandchildren or great-grands. Oh, God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we know that your word is true, Lord, because you tell us if we pray, regardless what come against them, we know it's got to loose them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're standing in the gap for our grandson, our great-grands, Lord. We're standing in the gap, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have mercy on our young people, Lord. Have mercy, Lord God. Some of them is doing their best, Lord God, to stand strong in the word of God. But we bind the works of the enemy, the deceiving spirit that come against them. We binding them up in the name of Jesus. It has no authority over great-grands and our grands. It has no dominion of destroying their life. Oh, Father God, help them to stand faithful, Lord. Those that know you, Lord God, let them fight the good fight of faith. And those that don't know you, Father, send someone part the crossway to let them know that Jesus is Lord. And there is nothing impossible for God to do. And nothing is too hard for him. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful to us, Lord God. Because you're the God that deliver, Lord. You're the God that heal. And you never deny us no good thing, Lord God. Because you said in your word, ask and believe when we ask you receive. Lord, I thank you for mercy and grace in all our life, Lord God. I pray for our pastors, Lord, those that standing faithfully in being immovable, Lord God. I pray that they continue to stand faithful, Lord God, and bind up the works of the enemy that try to come against the body, Lord God. Aches and pain, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose the body. Loose the body in the name of Jesus. You shall not have dominion over them. Lord God, you said to pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. We pray for our president and vice president, Lord, that they continue to stand in the name of Jesus and continue to call on the name of Jesus. For your word said, Lord God, pray for those that is in authority. And, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep them, Lord God, that they will stand faithful, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. For without you, Lord, we don't have anything. But with you, we have all things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep our strong, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for this prayer line that we continue to intercede for one another, Lord God. Continue to intercede for those we know and those we don't know, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the strength and the courage to stand in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, when we come on the prayer line, we come as one, Lord God. Standing on your promises, declaring the victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you put shelter over our head, Lord God. Clothes on our back, Lord God. Shoes on our feet. Food on the table. Lord, you did it all in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because only you make these things possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, Lord God. We bind off this sickness and disease that come in the land, Lord God. But we know your word tells us, Lord, if we pray, we have the power to bring them down in the name of Jesus, because you gave us the authority, Heavenly Father. So we're binding up these different diseases and sickness that come against the body, aches and pain, high blood pressure, kidney, liver, heart. We bind these false spirit up, and we claim in a healthy body in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promises is what we're standing on. And we know there's no healer like you, Heavenly Father. You are the healer, Heavenly Father. You are the heart regulator, Heavenly Father. You are everything if we stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours, Lord, because you already paid the price, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for nations that go into trials and tribulation. We pray, Lord God, that you touch the mind of those that is in authority, that they make right choice, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, pray for one another. Pray for one another. And we're praying for our brothers and sisters. I pray, Lord God, that you strengthen Dolores, that she's able to go through her surgery, Lord God. Have mercy on our Lord God. I pray that Charlotte will stand strong and stop worrying about losing weight and put it in your hands, Heavenly Father. Touch our mind, Lord God. Because, Lord, your word is what we're standing on. Pray for one another. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for being with us through all things, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to keep our mind on you, Lord God, and to thank you for everything, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise for the great things that he is doing. The scripture says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I come before your presence, Lord God. I thank you so much for what you're doing. And I pray, Lord God, according to Matthew 18 and 18, because I agree with my sisters and brother in their prayers, Father. So your word says, Matthew 18, 18 says, truly I tell you, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, Father God, I want to touch and agree, praise God, right now. And verse 19 says, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. God, I trust you. I thank you so much, Lord God, hallelujah, that you see every situation, every circumstance. I appreciate you because you are the all-powerful God, all-seeing, all-knowing, Lord God. You have already seen every situation, but you taught us to pray. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can come before your presence because of two or three, hallelujah, Lord God, are touching and agreeing here on earth. You're hearing exactly what we pray about. And you said that your Father will answer those prayers, praise God, and you will provide us what we stand in need of. And yes, there's plenty of needs, but I just want to say, God, I want to say hallelujah. Glory be to God, for you are hallelujah, just who you say, the I am that I am, hallelujah. You're still working situations out for our good. How I know? Because your word has not changed. You said all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. You said if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Glory be to God. I just, Lord God, have made up my mind that I'm going to be in agreement with the power of your word, because your word is powerful. The scripture teach me is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your word, hallelujah, is anointed. Hallelujah. Because you are your word. Glory be to God. So it's powerful, Lord God, and you will do what you say. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. When we ask in accordance with your good will for our lives, what's your will? The word of God. And you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Thank you. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. Glory be to God. That life is to the full, the abundant life, glory be to God. And if I'm sick and bent over and, Lord God, and going through one situation after another, it doesn't feel like an abundant life, but you said things work out for my good, so I'm going to stand on your promises. Glory be to God. And I'm trusting you, Lord God. I thank you that you hear us when we pray. I thank you, Lord God, that we can bring our concerns to you. I got a number of emails or text messages. Please pray for this person. Please pray for this person or that person. Lord, have mercy. Yes, people are going through things, but I just want to say hallelujah because you're still in charge. You're still on the throne. Hallelujah. Nothing that a person is going through has caught you by surprise. I pray that your divine Holy Spirit help us
Help us as we pray the prayer of faith. And God, I bind up those distractions right now. There's a demon of distraction that's causing people to have mind trouble. Lord God, they're being oppressed, depressed, Lord God, suppressed. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, that this demon of deception is loose from people's lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, Lord God, for when people bring it to my attention, I'm going to lift it up to you because you are the answer. You're still the answer. I pray that people, when they ask for prayer, they're wanting someone to be in agreement with them. And I pray, Lord God, they're coming believing that you're going to bring about the change. You bring about the change. Glory be to God. You taught us to pray. We have a certain, Lord God, as your servants, glory be to God, a certain part to do, and you have, Lord God, you get the work done, glory be to God. You said in Mark 11, hallelujah, Jesus said, have faith in God. Yes, glory be to God. And God, we ask not just for a measure of faith, but we ask you for the gift of faith, glory be to God, so we can just take you at your word. When we pray according to your word, God, you've already told us what you've done for us regarding sickness and disease. Jesus has dealt with that. Just as he dealt with our sins, glory be to God. What Isaiah 53, praise God, verse 4 and 5, praise God, glory be to God. You said the scripture, teach me, praise God, that you already, glory be to God, have carried our griefs. And, Lord God, you bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, glory be to God. You was wounded for our transgressions, praise God. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. I know I missed a part in there. You know where the scripture is, praise God. You can read it, glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24, with your stripes we're healed. Praise God, Psalms 107, verse 20, praise God. And then Exodus, praise God, 23, verse 25. God, we pray right now that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, will be released supernaturally as we pray the prayer of faith, God, to bring about a grand deliverance. God, somebody, Lord God, they asked for prayer for the mind. The daughter just recently went to college, and now the mom had to run down there and take her to a center to a place so she can they can help her to get her mind stabilized in the name of Jesus, because the enemy is making her feel like she need to take her life. The devil is a liar. We plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of deception in the name of Jesus. We pray for Maddie to have a good sound mind in the name. And I touch and agree with those that Sister Alexander's been praying for about their mind in Christ Jesus' name. You're not giving us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and that spirit of a sound mind. So I pray for a sound mind. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind up every demon of deception. We pray against that mind, spirit, Lord God, of disorder in the name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of deception, the demon of division in the name of Jesus. We bind them up. We come against, Lord God, these seasonal viruses, and I heard someone speaking about these sinuses and these inflammation, Lord God, and all of this stuff that comes when the weather changes. Look like the enemy try to bring sicknesses, but Jesus, you've already dealt with that. So we don't have to worry about, glory be to God, hallelujah, dealing with all that. We better say something, glory be to God. The centurion said, Jesus, you ain't got to show up at the house to heal the servant of mine. Just say the word. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, that I believe with all my heart that the servant of God, your authorized agents, your, Lord God, heirs and joint heirs with Christ, need to begin to say the word. Thank you for deliverance of those mind disorders. Thank you, Lord God, for healing that heart. Sister Jeanette, Lord God, my cousin, I just got the news today. They've given him until December the blood of Jesus against the demon of error in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that if you see fit, and I believe that you want us to be well, I pray that you touch that heart and heal those hearts, Father God. Heal the lungs, heal the pancreas, heal the kidneys in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you refresh people and remind them that there is nothing too hard for you. Your hand is not too short that it cannot save. You're the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Glory be to God. You supply all of our needs. So, Lord God, you already knew what was going to take place when the disobedience took place in the garden. So, yes, you're liable to face some sickness, but you begin. I was sick. Praise God, I was up. I got, was getting up for church Sunday morning. It looked like I just felt weak, and I got sick, and I began to pray. Glory be to God, and I recovered. Glory be to just as quick as I began to pray and rebuke and bind up in the name of Jesus, I recovered. So, God, you want us to begin to speak. So I pray, Lord God, for your people, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for our children, our families, Lord God, these parents. I pray for marriages tonight. I pray for salvation to those that are lost. I pray for traveling mercies because it's a season where so many are traveling. I pray the angels of God go before them to keep us all safe from all hurt, harm, and danger and keep people on their appropriate sides of the way that they're driving in the name of Jesus. We bind up all these traps and plots and schemes and scams that the enemy is trying to put on people. And, Father, in Jesus' name, you know what? I thank you, Lord God. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So I pray against these exorbitant high prices that people are raising stuff up so high. God, the prices don't have to be that high. Why in the world are you trying to make people just absolutely just don't know what to do by raising these prices, gas and food in the stores, and people don't know whether to buy the medicine or buy the food to eat in the name of Jesus. God, we come against all of this ridiculous price gouging and high prices in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord God, and we thank you that all of our needs are already met because you are our Father which art in heaven. Hallelujah. We pray for our leaders, those in position of authority. We pray for our military, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, against this enemy, Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, the ones that, Lord God, are destroying properties, Lord God. We pray that you deal with them. The Bible says it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to the one that troubles us. And these dealing with this war, they don't have to be destroying everything in the city, the blood of Jesus, and then killing people while they're at it. God, we come against all this violence. We pray against, Lord God, the demon of murder, the demon of suicide. We bind it up in the name of the Lord. Yes, I agree with Sister Alexander. Bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ, because you said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So I'm trusting you, Lord God. I'm trusting you on tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, the servants, every born-again, the persecuted Christians everywhere. In the name of Jesus, God, deal with those that are harassing your people. In the name of Jesus, people that are sick with one illness or another, Sheila Wilson and Susan Hale, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know who they are. And thank you for every supernatural miracle you have released. And thank you for, Lord God, the wonderful saving power, Lord God, that you have. Lord God, you've already lifted some up where the doctors, Lord God, will scratch their head. You've already gave them a new second chance at life. Glory be to God. You gave them a new bill of health, Lord God. Glory be to God. And they can testify. Hallelujah, how good you are, how you raised him up off that sick bed. God, I thank you. Now unto you who's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. God, I lift up those that are having, that have had surgeries. I pray for, Lord God, trouble with the surgeries. I pray, Lord God, divine healing power, Lord God, of those who've had surgeries. Some have had a lot of tooth pull and they've got to recover. We pray for a divine recovery in Christ Jesus' name. And now they told my daughter today that it's going to be about $1,600 to pull three teeth. The devil is a lie. Somebody else going to pull it for much less than that. The blood of Jesus against these high prices. She had two of them pulled one time before for $60 each. How in the world the price going to go up that high? the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much because you do meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you so much for what you're doing. I lift up these wonderful people on this line, Lord God, who think it not robbery to come on this line, Lord God, to ask for prayer or to intercede on behalf of others. I lift up Minister BJ and her family. I pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken out of her life. Touch, Lord God, her body in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray that that excess sinus issues, Lord God, will dry up at the name of the Lord Jesus. And we speak that it is done. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for my brothers and sisters, Lord God. I lift up Brother Black. So good to hear his voice and praying, Lord God. Just good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, the new granddad. In the name of Jesus. Bless him in a special way. Help him with his schoolwork in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for, praise God, touch and agree and pray for Prophet Bird. Lord God, meet her needs in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that vertigo in the name of Jesus. We pray every person that's been battling, Lord God, we pray for divine healing of sugar diabetes and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. We come against blood disorders. We plead the blood of Jesus. It's already done. It's a done deal in the name of Jesus. Because you've already done it. Lord, I could call out so many more names, Lord God. You know them all in the name of Jesus. Tracy, Lord God, who the cancer came back, who had the bone marrow transplant. I lift her up, God. You touched her body, and you caused it to recover. I pray that you give her another 100% recovery in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We pray that, and we say and declare and decree that the devil will not have any victory over these lives. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this evening. We praise you. I love you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, and I worship you. Bless these wonderful people. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede for us. Jesus, thank you for what you're doing for us. I love you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
God, I bless the Lord for everything that was being covered. Praise the Lord for Mother McCormick. Bless the Lord. The line is open. And then Sister Laura.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We just give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for our Pastor Hubbard. We thank God for all the prayer warriors that's already prayed on tonight. We just thank God for everything because God is a good God. I just want to read this scripture here before I go in prayer. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will hold you with my righteous right hand. And I just want to read that scripture. Praise God. I just thank God for the word of God and for the prayers for all the saints of God that have already prayed, touching and agreeing with each and every one of y'all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon. God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for my life, my health, my strength. I want to thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning, starting me on a brand new day that I never seen before. I want to thank you, Lord God, for being so good to me, Lord God, for just being there, God, when I need you and when I can call on you, God. You are right there, and you said in your word you never leave us nor forsake us. And so, God, I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for the cool breeze. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you, Lord God, for the trees that I see, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God, for the flowers. Thank you for all things, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, for how you're working out situations behind the scenes. When we can't even see that you're working, you're working it out for us. And I just thank you for it. Even though things look bad, even though things have happened, but we yet, Lord, believe and trust in you and that lean not on our own understanding, but you say acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So, God, we thank you on today, God. We ask you to look on your people on today, God. Touch those that's going through situations, going through sickness in their body, going through things that are like Sister was saying, high prices and things are going up. God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to bring it down. We know that you are able to fix it so your people can be able to do the things that they need to do. Or if they need food, or if they need to go to the doctor, Lord God, we know you able, Lord God, because we know, God, that your word told us that it was that for us to ask. You told us to ask in your word. You told us in Matthew 21 and 22, whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believing you will receive it. So we know that we have that word, that we can just digest that word in our spirit, and we can just speak that word and declare that word, that it will come out by faith. You know, the word of God said, now faith is the subject of things hope for in the evidence of things not seen. If we don't see it, but we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, because your word tells us also in Psalms 121 and 1, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which come in my help, knowing that all my help come from you tonight, God. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's struggling, Lord God, those that's going through all kind of sickness, like I think Mother was saying, going through all these different sickness of kidney problems, or different other problems, or blood problems, of all these different problems that they allergies and all these colds, what is the other ones, monkey pop, all these other things that's going on, even E. coli, all this stuff has happened. But we know, God, that you said in your word, God, you already told us, God, that in Isaiah 53 and 5, you already told us, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that, God. I just thank you, Lord God, for how we can just sometimes when you don't feel good, sometimes, like you were saying, sometimes you don't feel good, and we have to begin to just pray. You know, sometimes we can't get with nobody else to pray for us. So we have to begin to pray for ourselves, and we have to bind up that devil. We have to plead the blood. We have to plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy and bind him up and tell him, you got to loose him. You got to get off of this body because you don't belong on this body, because I am a child of God, and I know I walk by faith and not by sight. So we got to learn how to speak this word boldly, because he told us in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Letting us know sometimes we're going through some things, we got to learn how to open up our mouth and speak it and declare it in the name of Jesus, casting all our cares upon him, because he cares for us. And so we know that our Jesus cares for us. We know that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. We know that the word of God said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You told us that word, God. You told us we can stand on the word of God. You told us, God, in Romans 8 and 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God's for us, who could be against us? So, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. I praise you, and I lift you up on tonight. And I pray, Lord God, for people that's going through all kind of sickness in their body. I pray for those that's going through a pain in their body on tonight, those that's going through earache, those that might be going through a digestive system on tonight, those that might be going through pains and joints in their knees, or having problems in their hands, some having problems with their hand problems, some having problems with their ankles, their hips. Some have a problem, Lord God, with swelling in their legs, circulation not traveling like it should. We ask you to touch it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that might be going through a heart problem or going through cancer. Lord God, we know that you are able to do the impossible. There ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. We pray for those that might be going through a liver problem, allergy, Lord God, a flu, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch them all. There's so many different things. Somebody may be pregnant or having a carrying their child, and there may be something wrong that they need a prayer for, God. We pray that you will touch that child in their body on tonight, Lord God, and give them strength to be able to go forward. We pray for the woman that might be want to be pregnant and she hadn't got pregnant yet, God. We know you know how to work that situation out, God, in the way that you see fit. God, we ask you to look down on, Lord God, the President of the United States, President Biden. Excuse me, y'all. We pray for him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Vice President Harris, God. We ask you to touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would just look down on the world as a whole tonight, Lord. Lord, so much is going on, but you is a God that sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. So we thank you, Lord God, for how you sent your son Jesus, shedded that sin, his blood for us, that we can be able to live and be able to walk in the way that you would have us to walk. We love you on tonight, Lord, and we ask you to look down on those doctors tonight, those nurses tonight, God, that's working on these long shifts that they have to work on, the truck driver. We pray that you look down on the police office, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole, that we will come together in unity and that we will have love for one another, that we will show love for one another. It's not so much is walking, just walking this life, but living this life, having a live this life. Don't just walk it. We got to walk it too, but we got to live it. We got to let our light shine before men and women that they can see the Jesus in our lives. So, God, we praise you, Lord God, and we lift you up, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for your people, Lord God, that you have brought us through so many things, and you are yet, Lord, open doors and making ways when we don't understand, when we don't understand why and how things are being made, but you are doing it for us. You are changing things right behind the scenes. You are taking us through different things. Sometimes we don't even know which way to go. Sometimes we don't know how things are going to come out and how things are going to turn out. But you show us. You show us that you can give us the strength. You show us that you can be there for us. You show us that you can take us through anything if we just only realize and trust in you and lean out to our own understanding and just realize that you are right there and you love us and you'll bring us out victorious. You'll help us when we go through different things in our lives. If it's in the spiritual realm, well, in the natural, you will be there with us, and you will take us through, and you will keep your angels around us when we are traveling, when we're going up and down the highway. You put angels around us and protect us, Lord God. And so, God, I thank you for that, Lord God. And I just ask you, Lord God, to just continue, Lord, to look on all the prayer warriors that's on this line. Continue to bless our Sister Hubbard, God, God, that you'll continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God. And bless her family, Lord God, her children, her daughter, Alicia in California, her family, and Carmelina here, and Charlotte. I pray for them. I pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors that's on this line. I pray a prayer for Apostle Burnham as she's traveling on her, as she's on her cruise. I pray that you will protect her and be with her in the name of Jesus and help her enjoy herself. I pray, Lord, for other ones that have went on a trip or whatever they may have went. God, I just thank you, Lord God, because there's so much that you want us to go out. There's so many people, things that you go out and see, so things that you never seen before. I just have to tell you just a little bit. I know I'm praying, but it's just a blessing when you think you can't do it, when you think you can't do it. But through Jesus Christ, you can do all things. So I just thank God for all that he's doing. And I just pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that's going through a situation and trying to overcome things, because God will bring you out. He will bring you out. It may look like it's not happening. It may look like you can't do this, pay this bill. It may look like you can't go through your, you might be sick in your body. You may look like you can't get through it. But just continue to trust God. Just continue to hold on. And we just have to continue to trust you, Lord God, because there's no one else to turn to. There's no one else to call on but Jesus Christ. There's no one else to tell our problems to but you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because the word of God said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He believed in God, believe also in me. He said, my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would not have told you so. He said, I go to prepare that place for you. And if I go, I'll come back again to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas said, how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come into the Father by me, but by me. And if you go in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. So I pray on tonight, Lord God, that you will touch your people all over the world and let them know, God, that you is a healer and you is that deliver God. And you are the God that's able to work all situations out. Whatever our heart desire is tonight, Lord Church, I tell you, look to the hills from which come your help. And all your help comes from the Lord Jesus. And we bind up every spirit because the enemy gonna try to come. But we can open up our mouth and we can speak and we can bind that devil up. And we can tell that devil, you is a liar. You have no authority over me. You have no authority over my children. You have no authority over my family or my friends. In the name of Jesus. So we can bind up the spirit and we can plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now because he told us in the word, Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things that which I send it. So I thank you, Lord God, for your word on tonight, and I pray that you continue to bless your people and take us through, Lord, because I know you will. If we lean and depend on you, if we trust you, we know you will take us higher, and you will see us through. Because we know that your God, that we know that God is a God that can't and won't lie. And whatever he promised to do for us, he'll do just that. And so I thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord again for the prayers. I called Laura, and I'm trying to call Rachel. But if Laura decides you want to say a couple of words, go ahead and do so. But I, and then we'll have Laura and then Pastor Sims, so she came on already. Okay, if Laura don't want to, is Rachel, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I humble myself before you, Father God, asking you to forgive me for all my sins, Father God. Lord God, I know you're able to do any and everything but fail, Father. There's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Father, I come in agreement with every prayer that's already been prayed, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord God, one we've never seen before, oh God. Thank you for taking care of us, Lord God, as we went up and down the dangerous highways, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our mind, body, and souls, over our immune system, our homes, our cars, our finances, every aspect of our lives, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Father, you're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than any situation, any problem that we could ever come up against, Father. You're bigger, you're stronger, oh God. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, eyes haven't seen nor ears have heard, Lord God, all that you have in store for your people, oh God. And, God, I thank you for opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out many blessings that your people won't have room to receive, oh God. And, Lord God, I lift the body of Christ up to you, Father God. Help us to walk right, talk right, act right, live right, love right, Father. Lord, help us to get that love thing right, God. Lord God, some people confess you, Lord God, but their heart is far from you, oh God. Oh God, have mercy upon us, oh God. Help us to show love, Lord God, where hate is being sown, Lord God. Help us to sow love, Lord God. No matter what come or go, Father, help us, Lord, to stand and be real, Lord God. Lord, plant us like a palm tree. Troubles may come and go. The winds may come and blow us, but we will not fall. We will not unroot from you because you are the rock. God, I thank you, Jesus. Lord God, help us to hold on, Lord God, because there is light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, Lord God. I can see it. I can smell it. I can taste it, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Lord, I lift the prayer warriors up to you, Father God. Lord, you know each and every one of them, Father God. Lord God, you know every petition that they have before you, oh God. And God, I ask that you grant it, Father God. And every prayer, every person that's on the prayer list, God, Father, I pray for them, oh God. Oh God, whatever the situation is, God, there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. You're a mighty good heart fixer and a mighty good mind regulator, oh God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for it, God. And Father, I ask this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Praise him. Bless the Lord. What a powerful prayer. Sister Rachel, are you there? Praise the Lord. And if she's not there, we thank God for the woman of God just praying for her first time online. And thank God for what's in you. We'll come out. So we thank the Lord. Here at this time, we're going to have Pastor Sam. Then we're going to take our prayer requests.
Father, we thank you tonight for all of the boys and everybody that's been so anointed. The prayers have been so anointed, Father. We come right now. We want to lift you up on high, Father, because you said if you be lifted up, you will draw. Oh, Father, we thank you for your love and, oh, Father, for every good and perfect thing that you do for us and that you have done and that you will do, Lord. We just lift you up, Father. You're just so awesome. You're so wonderful. You every good thing, everything that's happened to us that's been good, we know you've done it. And we know you got a track record of doing so many wonderful things. And we just want to let you know we adore you, Lord. And, Father, help us just to walk in your way, Father. Forgive us for our sins and unrighteous deeds, Lord. Anything that we've done, sometimes we do things we don't even think they're wrong. But according to the word, they're not in agreement with what the word says. Father, we ask you to make us aware of the things that we do so we'll be able to lift you up. Somebody is watching us in our life, Lord God. And, Father, we just give you glory. We give you praise, Father. Thank you, Father, for your forgiveness of our sins, how you cleanse us, Lord, and make us whole. Father, you keep doing good things for us. You just keep, Father, just showing us that you love us, Father, because we realize, hallelujah, that you died, hallelujah, on Calvary Cross, Lord, for our sins, Father, and you didn't have to do it. But you did it because you loved us. And, Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you high praises tonight, Lord, for all of your mighty works, Father. And we realize that it's a trying time. We're in a trying time. But, Father, you are still God. And you're still with us. You're still a healer, Father. You're still a mind regulator. I hear so much talk now about the mind, and Father, we just ask you to keep drawing us closer to you, because the word says if we come closer to you, you'll draw closer to us. And we thank you, Lord, for that attitude that you just love us unconditionally. Anything and anything we do, if we come to you and ask forgiveness, the word says you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we want to thank you. We praise you, Lord. We honor you. We just give you glory, Lord, because you're such an awesome, wonderful, high and mighty ruler of the universe. Father, we come. We see and we know of the situation, some we don't know of, but we know that things are not going right and according to your will. And especially this time of year, Lord, we know that the demons and the witches and the warlocks and all these things are in full activity, Lord. And we ask you, Father, to give us the grace to stand up and declare your word against these things, Father, because we know that your word changes things and people, Lord. And we just keep holding up the bloodstained banner, Lord, asking for your help. And we know you're going to do it because you promised. And, Father, we do have the Holy Spirit living within us. Thank you for that, Lord. Emmanuel, Spirit of the living God, lives within us. And we can talk, we can ask, we can believe, we can have faith that these things will come to pass because you're an awesome God. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We do pray for everybody on this prayer line. Father, the ones that are active and the ones that just come in to listen. We thank you, Lord, but let them pick up some good thing from these words, Father, that will help them to advance in their Christian walk. Lord, we have to do it your way. We can't do it our way, but we ask for you to teach us. Give us wisdom and discernment, Lord God, as we pray for the officials, the high officials of the United States and all the other powers, Lord. We pray, Father, for guidance from on high, because we realize that you can use whoever you want to use, and we need your help, Lord. We need your mercy and your grace in this world, Father. Be with little children and elderly people and people everywhere, Father, the ones that know you and the ones that don't know you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise your name. We give you honor and glory as we ask all these blessings in the strong, mighty, and high name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you. What an awesome God we serve. He is the healer and the deliverer. Thank God for all the prayer that went forth tonight covering so much. So right now we want to take any requests. God, we thank you for the ones' names that already went up. Try to help us to remember some of the things that were already incorporated in our prayers. But there have any other specifics that God bless that we could pray for. And I do believe that we could try to keep it in mind when we do hear the request, even in our prayer time after being on the phone. Bless the Lord, you know, on the line. But we stay on line with Jesus Christ through those times when we're talking to him. His line is never busy. And I thank the Lord. But I do want you to, this young man named that was called Pastor Burton and Bird, and I'll say it because Pastor Mitchell told us about him, Jesse, the one where the enemy was about to take him out of here. But we believe in God for miracles, even though they say stage four and something's going on with his stomach. He can't keep anything in there. Then his blood just went back to the hospital just a few days back and went back again a couple of days after because his blood count went down. They already gave him blood. Now, just as of today when I got a text, it's saying COVID's on top of all of that. So we are praying that no cardiac arrest, no whatever the enemy coming with all his blood, his whatever that drive that cancer, whatever's going on with that stomach, that name, I can't even remember some long name about it. His stomach, whatever this name is. But however, just speaking life to him, his name is, I keep saying Jesse, but that's a mistake. The pastor didn't correct me and told it's Reggie, and he's out in Oklahoma, in Tulsa. So in the meantime, that's my request for him. Anyone else have any prayer requests? Oh, gosh, the prayer was so powerful tonight. Thank God. Any other requests?
Yeah, I've been getting attacked, like bombarded, all out launched attack, and I just been praying against it in the name of Jesus. I said, okay, I'm gonna tell the prayer line this one. Amen.
You said what the attack was, my brother?
All out launched attack. All out launched attack. I've been
attacked. Oh, he just bombarded you with
the attack. Yes.
Okay.
especially in the mind.
Okay. You say in the mind too?
Yes. In the mind. In the mind.
Yes.
You know, not sickness or anything like that, just bombarded
spiritual
in
attack.
The mind.
Spiritual
yes.
attack, yeah. Praise God. I'm going to take all the requests, then I'm going to sign it. So
okay.
I'm going to ask Mother, already know Mother Alexander, Mother Evangelist Willette for this, with this attack on Reggie's body that I just said. And I'm going to have Mother Alexander, but if God give me something, I'm going to be praying for you too. Let's have Mother Alexander pray for you. Who else has a prayer request?
I have one, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor Sims.
I would like for you all to please pray for me and my family as we're going through the probate for my sister, my youngest sister that died in July 21. We're working with an attorney that seems to have something wrong with her. We turn in papers, and at this time we've turned in the same paper, having to have 11 people notarize it and get it together and go and do this and that, and we have to do it all over again because I don't know whether she's misplacing the papers or the court's misplacing, but please pray for us in that. We were supposed to have closed it out 3 months ago, but we're still going through with it, and some say it's just to get more money. I don't know what it is, but pray for us in that. I already trained it, and we're praying, but a lot of them are upset. My siblings and nieces and nephews are upset about it because it's so crazy to keep doing the same thing over and over and not getting any result. And just for asking.
A lot got to do with that woman then brought in the courts, my dear. Yes, but we're going to pray about it. More with her than it is the courts. But nevertheless, we're going to put that request out.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
I know the spirit is right. It's her. But nevertheless, we're going to get some prayer and get some direction from the Lord. But anyway, who's next? So we can go ahead and take these prayer requests. Anyone else? Okay, then. I'll take that
one. Good afternoon. This is Olta.
Well, praise God. Mother Olta?
Yeah, just continue praying for me. I have been sick, but I'm trying to recover.
Yes.
Is it your back, your foot, your what?
My back and my legs.
Okay. Mother,
I could not walk, but now I can walk a little.
Okay, but you're still in a lot of pain.
Yes.
Okay. Mother McCormick, I'm going to let you take that one. And I may be adding to some things on a couple of these prayers, but main right now you're going to be assigned to that one. Okay, then, we're going to get ready to pray. Mother McCormick, Mother Evangelist Willette, we're going to have you to take Brother Reggie the details I gave you on everybody on that one, and the rest of us are in agreement with deliverance with all the prophets, and the pastors already been praying for in the background, but I was making a request. And also, I forgot Mother Camp, the one that's 91 or 92 now. She was getting ready to step out yesterday evening late that her she had gotten the news that her grandson was in the hospital just tried to commit suicide. So Mother Camp's grandson, forgot to call her today. It was too late. I didn't want to call her last night. And it slipped my mind until we started having the prayer line tonight, and I'm like, oh, God. So Mother Kemp's grandson, let's have Brother Black to take that one. She said come against she asked us to pray yesterday, me and my daughter, so we did, for suicide. And she said he has not been right since his mother had died, her baby daughter 6 years ago. She had a condition in her body, and she died. And said the grandson has not been the same, so the enemy evidently must have been, when she said that, yes, they must have been being challenged with, you know, grief, sorrow, oppression, or whatever, you know, that comes with all of that. So we've been praying that yoke be destroyed, that he can get a healing and deliverance, his heart be open to hear, and God put some people in his pathway, and it'll be a time now that he really will be able to release that. So we're going to put him, I don't have no idea what his name is, but Mother Camp is the grandmother.
Okay.
So don't have Brother Black take that one. So we're going to start with Mother Willette with Reggie.
Amen.
And then Mother Alexander with Minister Black. Pastor Sim's situation will be Minister BJ. What I put? And Mother McCormick with Mother Elsa and Brother. So we just going from there.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you so much, dear God, that you've heard every request. And, Lord God, we know that you want people well and whole. And thank you so much for giving us opportunity to intercede on behalf of others and come believing that we receive, because you said, according to Ephesians 3:20, now unto you, Lord God, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. And you said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So we're trusting you. We're taking you at your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, and praise God, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, glory be to God. Thank you for your healing scriptures, Lord God, because Mr. Reggie is in need of, Lord God, your supernatural miracle-working healing power to be released in his body. So we're praying the prayer of faith, believing, hallelujah, that you're able to do much more than what we can ask or think. And you said, ask and ye shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. So we're praying on behalf of Mr. Reggie. I pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, will be released as we pray the prayer of faith even now into his body and attack every cell, cancer cell, in the name of Jesus. God, you're the one give us life. Hallelujah. We are your people, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it, and I pray in the name of Jesus that it is your divine will that he shall live and not die. And I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit will do that supernatural, miracle-working, healing power in his body. God, it's all right if you astonish the doctors and confound the enemy, because the enemy thinks he can win, but he can't do no more than what you allow, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will not allow the enemy to win this battle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, shed blood and resurrection power has already gotten us victory over sickness. So cancer is nothing to you. So I pray, God, that you'll deal with that and bless Mr. Reggie for many more years as you see fit, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you so much. I pray that he knows you as his personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
I thank you for those that are interceding on his behalf. Bless him in a special way. Give the doctors divine guidance. They need help, Lord, on how to treat patients, because so many people need help. And I thank you, Lord God. Give them wisdom and give them, Lord God, discernment on what to do, how to treat him while he's at the hospital. You know every situation he's facing, but there's nothing too hard for you. And we intercede, Lord God, on his behalf to you, the one that's able to do, Lord God, more than what we ask or think. We commit it to you, Lord God, and we pray that it's your divine will that he recovers 100% in good health in Jesus' name. We're going to pray the prayer of faith unless you tell me something different. Thank you, Father. I love you, Lord God. I bless you and I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father, bring Brother Block before you, Lord. But we know, Father God, that your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It's you believe and stand faithful. Father, we know that your promises is real, and we know that you said in your word, Lord God, that you gave us a sound mind. So right now, Lord, we come together, touching in agreement for our brother Black, Lord God, binding up that foul spirit that come against his mind to attack him now that he's going to school and getting his work done. It's come against his mind, Lord. But, Lord, we know this is not enough to do with you, because your word tells us that you gave us a sound mind. So we know this is a spiritual attack is coming against him. Father, we bind that foul spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose his mind, that he would have clear mind to study and to do his work, Lord God. Because, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we binding up this foul spirit, and we command it to loose his mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim victory over this foul spirit right now. That Brother Black's mind will be a sound mind, that he can think to do his house, his homework, and to read his word. Because, Lord, you gave him that knowledge, Lord. You gave him a strong man, and you gave him the knowledge. So we will not accept nothing that come against him, as I plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord. Oh, Father God, let your will be done, Lord, because above all, you said you want us to be prosperous, Lord, and in good health. And we claim in that victory for Brother Black. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay. I forgot the lady's name again.
Oh, it's, oh, you get, Mother, oh, it's, Mother McCormick have Mother, ulcer. You have Mother Camp, that's right, Mother Camp.
Yes, thank you.
Grandson, side of that.
Yes, 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 ma'am. Father God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We come touching, agreeing right now. Lord, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Amen. It's just an attack from the enemy trying to, therefore, there is now no condemnation. The enemy trying to bring condemnation into thinking that he's worthless and he fair. The enemy is bringing fear, but that's a lie. We know it's a lie in the name of Jesus, and we're no longer condemned. Amen. We've been set free by the power of God, in the name of Jesus, in fear, no fear. We refuse the fear, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, enemy, you have to loose your hold and loose your hands off of this brother's mind, off of this brother's body. Amen. Even strategic, demonic, and satanic thoughts, strategies, thinking that he has to commit suicide. Not so. I reverse everything that you have attacked him with. I bind it up, all your weapons, your tools, your lingering and spirits and transferring spirits, your lies, deception, distraction, your evil, and your satanic cohort. In the name of Jesus, we bind you and we command you, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Now we loose that ministering angels of God. Lord, minister to him, Father. Holy Spirit, draw him close to the cross, God, so he can receive you. Even rededicate his life to you, God, and reveal to him that there's an abundant life you have for him. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come, Lord, ask you to look down on Sister Elsa, Lord God. Lord, you know the things that she go through with her back and her legs. You know what she need, God. God, we ask you right now to send forth total, complete healing in her body right now. Lord, you said in your word, God, that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And you know, God, that she needs you right now, God, because she needs you for her back and her legs, where she can walk around and where she can do the things that she desire to do. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, will move on her and help her, Lord God. And we bind up that spirit that comes on her that tries to keep her from her legs and her back from moving and going from one way to the other. We bind that devil up because he got to take his hands off of you because he have no authority over you, because we know that the word is right by itself. And we know that you have already done. I know you done prayed and you done prayed. And so we're going to touch and agree with you and just believe that this situation has got to go. It's a done deal on tonight. It's got to go right now. We curse it to the very core right now, that it loose you right now in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God said in Matthew 21:2, and whatsoever thing you ask, when you pray, believe you will receive it. So right now, just begin to give God a praise. And tell the devil he is a liar. He has no authority over your legs and your back, that they were going to start the moving. Them joints is going to linger up, and your back is going to get to limber, and you'll be able to move the way that God wants you to move, because it is him that wants you to move and to do the things that he asks you to walk and do. So we believe in and we touch and agree with you right now, sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We pray for Pastor Sam's situation with the family and this probate. In the name of Jesus, we come against every foul and unclean spirit to keep these delays and distraction and confusion and the chaos and having the family in disarray and glory to God upset. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up this satanic force of the enemy using this woman, because we know some parts could be some things with the courts, but if she's not progressing along with the information that they need to have. God, whatever is going on with her mind for these delays, or she's trying to get more money out of them, God, I pray right now, as starting even this night, that whatever it is that's going on in the background, exposure coming. We believe in something that's miraculous going to happen in the next 7 days. Glory to God, and the truth going to come forth, and you'll give Pastor Sims, and she has power of attorney for doing this. Glory to God, I'm praying that you put in her spirit so clearly and precisely. We give people chances after chances, but sometimes we got to make a change and so forth. And God, whatever you speak in her spirit, and some things might have been already spoken, but sometimes, glory to God, we go out of compassion, push it back. But I'm praying it comes so clear and precise what they need to do for the next step, and give her what she needs to do in the midst of this. And I pray such a conviction on the woman's heart that she cannot continue to play the games that she's been playing and go over to God and having them to rehearse doing the same thing over and over and over and over. God, I'm praying that this thing ceases. We bind Satan up, all his little cohorts, go over that, whatever thoughts or plans or plots and schemes, back now, get ready to be eradicated and exposed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're thanking you right now that you said in your word you'll not have us ignorant of Satan devices. And you said in Romans 8:28, you'll work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and call according to this purpose, your purpose, God. So we are praying that you're going to bless and you're going to move. You know how to make the crooked path straight. So Satan, you and all your little cords, every lie, every setup, every trap, every spirit of deceit, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray, glory to God, any feelings or any emotions that's been in this thing, glory to God, in the this, that it cease now, and truth will come forth
in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray peace back to the family as, God, you put these things back in line with you, that they will come in a place of praying and they will come on one accord. And, God, whatever you say, that's what we get ready to do. We're not going to have our family in an uproar because of decisions that have been made or others thinking this should have been this way or that way. We're praying peace back to the family. They've gone through enough heartache and disappointment. So right now the enemy is not going to use this case to cause glory to God, chaos in the family. So, God, we are thanking you right now for restoring, for healing, for deliverance, and for, God, for you to rectify this thing. And even if they have to have another attorney, even if it's glory to God, a little delay, it's better than keep going around and around in circles. And, God, sometimes they need to might just go ahead and do some research themselves. If they're saying the courts need this, then check. Do the courts really need this? Do they really get this information that she said they're supposed to have? God, so we are praying right now in Jesus' name. Work this out, and we ask you, Lord God, to bring about, glory to God, your glory in the midst of this situation. So, Lord, we thank you, and glory to God, the woman can't have no peace, no joy, no glory, whatever. If you got to take her sleep, whatever it is, God, you're going to bring the truth out of this situation in the name of Jesus so they can move forward and put this thing behind them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Father, we just thank you again tonight. Bless you again for all that you've already done. So many powerful prayers went forth tonight and what you're doing. And blessing each one of these young women and men, glory to man, family, and whatever's going on in their lives and whatever is needed. God, we're standing together in faith. Thank you for the powerful prayers that go on for me as well and continuously for this ministry that you may get glory. Thank you for the praise reports that are coming out. We pray for our leaders, God. We pray for those that are even in for their pastors, God, that they sit up under in the name of Jesus. And even for those that may even sit up under this ministry and working because, God, you put us all together and that you may get the glory. So we are thanking you for the divine touch on our bodies. Glory to God and healing and deliverance. We already know it was done at Calvary, but the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy is attacking our bodies. We're speaking by faith for our healers and our wholeness, but we know, glory to God, that God, you're working a work for us and doing, glory to God, what we need being done by faith, because according to our faith, we're going to stand on your word that it is so. So we bless you, pray for financial blessings, spiritual blessings. Glory to God, most of all, a desire most of all to be in you and in your word and submitting ourselves to you. Let your word bring us into that path of the straight and narrow that go right. You may be glorified in the things you call us to do. Use these giftings that you're given. Thank you for the young lady, glory to God. What I thought one way it came out of the spirit, it was for Rachel to pray. For Laura to pray. We thank you for God. Thank you for the prayer life that she had. I pray you continue to strengthen and encourage her, that she continue to stand and periodically ask the Lord say so. We're going to be led by the Spirit. But we thank you, ask you to touch Rachel, God, touching her body. Keep her encouraged as well. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and what you're doing, and that we continue to press forward and persist and pursue after you. And we thank you for that you get ready to do even before this year out in our lives as we stand on your word. And thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our seed, for those that are not saved, to save them, deliver, and God, for praise reports to come of what you did, and for those ones that are saved, that God, that you're blessed, they won't be nonchalant. Whatever it is, put a fire under them, like you keep a fire upon us as we yield more and more to you, as we pray one for another, that we'll walk a circumspectly to your word. We thank you so, so much for all that you've done and doing, and thank you for bringing Mother McCormick back off of her beautiful excursion with her family and those girls and son-in-laws, how they blessed her. And God bless, glory to God, for her first time, your testimony about being on the little boat for your dinner cruise for 3 hours. Bless the Lord, because all the prayers that went forth and she yielded to the Spirit and gave her a new experience. That's the bird call it. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We bless God.
I just want to tell y'all, I was trying to wait to the end of the prayer, but I just want to tell y'all, I thank God going on this boat. I tell you, I got on that boat, it was kind of shaky a little bit, kind of felt kind of dizzy a little bit, but then I felt better. I thank God that I went on the trip that the kids wanted me to go on. I enjoyed it, and I thank God for the surprise that they gave me what I was talking to Sister Hub about they was fixing some sandwich and stuff in the kitchen. I didn't know what they was doing. And come to find out when we come back from the other, we went on another trip to look at some things. And when we come back, my son-in-law said, "We ready now." And I'm saying, "Ready for what?" And stuff. And the girls was gone. And I was going, "Where are my girls at?" Nobody was with me. Nobody was there. It was my two son-in-laws and my granddaughter. I said, "What?" They said, "Come on now. Oh, come on." I got it, and they took me down to the beach, and here it is getting dark. And we going to the beach. And when I got down there, they had me. This is what I always want to do. I always want to go on a picnic. And they had fixed me a picnic. But they wanted to do it in the daytime, but we got caught in the dark, you know, before the sun went down. So they had fixed me a picnic table, where they put the thing on the dirt, and they had all the food on the side and the flowers it was just so beautiful. Beautiful. I did it. And I always want to go on the picnic. They did it. That it was just so beautiful what they did and stuff. So, yeah.
Remembering this memory, yeah. You went on your first little dinner cruise for 3 hours. Didn't ever want to get on the water. Had a heart desire for a picnic. Oh, now that is beautiful. And all the little excursions y'all went on. That is so beautiful to have those kind of memories.
Yeah.
So we thank God for your
birthday. They had all these trees. I mean, I know some of y'all probably already been to Charleston and saw these trees, but I've never seen trees like they got down there in Charleston. They look like bow-legged trees. I ain't never seen trees like them. They look bow-legged. I just never seen that like that before in my life.
They were leaning over, and
some of them look. I call them bow-legged trees. That's what I call it. It's bow-legged. It is. They was all some of them come up with three trees. It was amazing. And thank God for how he kept us when we were traveling with my son-in-law. Well, I told you about my son-in-law was driving, and we was almost going head on to a car. But thank God for the angels.
My God. Yes. The GPS, he said, is sending a switch up on you. And that's something else. We're going to have to rely more and more on God than these technology things of messing up so much with the phones and all kind of stuff. We definitely going to have to get to a point where we don't rely so much on that, because they turn around and switch on you, said, and come to find they took y'all into head-on traffic, switch stuff on you on that road.
They switched up and had us going. There was two cars, and we were going head-on to two cars. There were cars coming, and he had to switch over on the other side.
My God. The angels of the Lord been against about it. That's why it's important to pray every day. We bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father, thank you for that blessings, for the protection, the shield. Thank you for the blood covering over all of us every day as we go in and out. And God, we just bless you for all that you did. We thank you now for glory to God. So we release this line, but not from your presence. Pray angels be encamped and blood covering over us in the name of Jesus. I'm surprised it hadn't beat yet, but we got two more minutes. But I thank the Lord. So as we depart from here, glory to God, we bless the Lord, and then we looking forward to our next glory to God time together, and we believe in God for those miracles that was already prayed tonight and the prayers. And God, we just give you glory. Pray for sweet rest and sweet sleep in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. Amen. Brother Black, you want to tell us how well you're doing in school? Amen. All right. Love you. God bless. Good night.
Good night. Love you. Love y'all.
Love you. God bless. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I bless you. You're awesome. Thank you, Jesus.